So the house is empty, mostly. Anne had to go do a bunch of stuff, and the dogs are at daycare because I'm leaving early in the morning to go to Detroit, and they need to be daycared over the weekend. So, like, right now, there's nobody in the house except me and the cat. And listen, Watson's great, but Watson loves Anne, and he tolerates me. And the house is empty. And, like, it's weird. You know, when you live with dogs, it is weird to come home and there's no dogs in the house. And I keep looking for the dogs, even though they're not here. And because my brain is fucked up and terrible, I just keep thinking about, like, oh, great, this is what it's going to be like when my dogs have reached the end of their lives, because I'm going to keep looking for them and they're not going to be here. And that's going to suck, because that's a thing that my brain does. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to fill up my house with something. And I am fortunate enough to own a Sonos system, and I have speakers in nearly every room of the house, and I can play music on the Sonos, and it'll go everywhere, and it's really kind of great. I really enjoy it. It's like having a soundtrack to my life. So I was like, my house just needs something in it, and I should put something like funky in my house. So I went to Google Play Music, and they have genre stations and mood stations and decade stations. And I really love what Google Play Music has. And I was just talking with a friend of mine about a half an hour ago, and he was like, you know, I heard a rumor that that's going to be canceled. And we were like, well, clearly we need to go burn down an entire city to make sure that doesn't happen, because the Google Play Music store is rad. Hello, Google Play Music people. Please don't stop existing, because you're great. Anyway, I was like, I need something funky, because I was listening to jazz this morning and now I want to listen to funk. And then I was like, holy shit, Google Play Music has a fucking Blaxploitation soundtrack station called Blaxploitation Groove Experience. What you can hear in the background, if you can hear music playing right now, it's a Theme of the Mac by an artist called Willie Hutch, off of the original motion picture soundtrack. From a movie called The Mac. Anyway, it's great, and it fills up the house, and it makes me feel funky. Not funky enough to be a globetrotter, but definitely funky enough to wear one of Bender's terrible globetrotter uniforms. So I've been, you know, like, kind of walking around and doing things, and I wanted to just sit down and talk into the podcast system for a moment, because I have been incredibly moved and humbled, and I am super grateful for all of the comments and emails that have come in from so many of you. Right now, there's a little over 230. Like, on a podcast that hasn't come out in a year, just letting me know that you're out there. And I just wanted to say thank you. I really appreciate it. Like I said at the end of the last episode, I was going to be needy, and I was just going to lean into being needy. I really appreciate you and like indulging that and just sort of like reaching out to me and saying, hey, I'm here, and I hear you. I really appreciate that. It's also kind of a shitty fucking day because Chris Cornell died, and he apparently died from suicide, and I'm feeling really terrible about that because I've lost friends to suicide, and I did want to take just a quick moment in all of this to say that when something like this can happen, it can be real triggering to people who care about an artist or an entertainer or just a well-known person, and it can make you start to contemplate harming yourself. If you have been sober for a long time and you've been like keeping your sobriety and you've been either working a program or doing whatever you do to stay sober, you can think, well, I'm just giving it up now. And I just wanted to reach out to any of you who are maybe feeling overwhelmed by that and just say, like, you matter, you are loved, you are seen, and you're stronger than you think. You will get through this day and you will get through the next day and you will continue to get through it because that's what we do. And I wanted to just say that if you're feeling overwhelmed or you're feeling afraid or you're feeling hopeless, please reach out to someone. In America, you can call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-TALK. 1-800-273-8255. And there is someone there who will help you. You are not alone. And it's really important to me that you remember that, okay? So these are things that have been on my mind today. And I have this idea to just make stuff. A lot of you, in your comments or in your emails, quoted me back to me, right? And you said, you know, you once said the idea isn't to make something that's perfect. The idea is to make something where there wasn't a thing before. And I had forgotten that. And I need to just make things where there weren't things before. So here is a thing where a thing wasn't before, right? It's not super produced and it's not super fantastic or whatever, but this is me making a thing, reaching out into the world to say thank you very much for being kind and participating in this thing that I made earlier this week, and also to say we lost a person that was real important to a lot of us, and that sucks. And I think it's important that we remember that we are not alone in our feelings of grief or whatever our feelings are. So I guess that's it. I wanted to say thank you. And also this thing happened and it sucks. And Google Play Music has a really great Blaxploitation soundtrack station. It's such a weird day, you guys. Anyway, I've taken up 7 minutes of your time now, so I will sign off and say thank you very much for listening. Have a lovely weekend, and be kind to each other and play more games. New Radio Free Burrito coming out next week sometime, I promise. Bye.